Yes, y'all know what it is, man. You know what I mean? Hopefully y'all enjoyed that spring break marathon that, you know what I mean, we dropped for y'all. Like I said, man, it was just a draw engagement for the, the voicemail number. You know what I mean? Draw engagement for the voicemail number. But at any time, you guys can hit it up. If it's the Earn and ISO show, if it's the ISO versus the world show, and, you know, expansion team will be back again. If it's that, y'all can hit us that. But, you know what I mean? Without further ado, man, it's the Earn and ISO show. If you don't know, now you know. We back at it. Let's get into the pod the way we get into the pod. How was your week? How was your weekend?
Man, everything was great, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody who does celebrate Easter, man. I hope y'all Easter was good. Yeah, man, I ain't got much I want to say except thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for our continued success, man. We owe it all to y'all, man. You know what I mean? From the bottom of my heart, man, I mean that, man. You know what I mean? I know speaking about numbers is frowned upon coming from us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? I will say just thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for our success, man. Straight up, man. Cause we doing, god damn, man. We doing good, man.
That should a corporate thing, ain't it though, dog? Ain't that a corporate thing though? Like, cause you know, like when you move up in the corporate ladder, like, don't discuss your pay with such and such. You know what I'm saying? That's like a corporate thing, ain't it?
Yeah, because this is podcasting is big business,
yeah,
now.
It is, yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? I was thinking like, yo, why do it matter what we do? Why do people care about so much what we doing or what we saying? Right. Or how well we doing?
Right.
And then it's like, yeah, because this is, like I said, this is the new wave, man.
Yeah, it is.
Now, this is the new wave. So, right now, it's a bunch of people try to act like it's not competition, it's not business. It is.
Right.
It is, because y'all wouldn't care so much. People wouldn't care so much about what we're doing. Facts. Trying to slow us down so much. You know what I mean? Facts. You know, I don't want to keep talking about people trying to slow us down. I mean, like when I say, keyword is trying to slow us down. You're not. You're not slowing us down. You know what I mean? We appreciate y'all, man. Like I said, man, to all y'all out there, man, do not be discouraged. If y'all that may have just gotten the podcast and y'all thinking about getting into it, man, listen, man, you just got to start.
Right.
You know what I mean? Start.
Right, right.
You got to start, man. Shout out to some of the podcasts that I do watch. Like I said, Wholesome Black Girl podcast. You know what I mean? Shout out to them, man. They make great content. It's another podcast that's escaped me. I should have wrote it down, but I can't remember off the top of my head, man. But I'll make sure I figure it out for when we record again. You know what I mean? That I could shout them out. I do want to shout out some vloggers though that are like real interesting content, because you know YouTube just take you down, like the algorithm just take you down like a rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. And I found the vlogger that she is like very, very interesting, even though it's her content is something that I would naturally think that I would have no interest in, but she's like that good of a vlogger that I watch. Her name, I want to say, is Peyton Charles. Mm. She is like the way like her videos, which at first I thought she paid somebody else to do her videos, like her vlogs and all that. But I found out that she does it on her own. Mm. She got like some of the dopest vlogs I ever watched. Like the way she made, just like the way she do her thing on the vlogs is like, it's like amazing to me. You know what I mean? So, man, shout out to her. Just personality wise, she's dope. She's like super dope. I mean, especially when you could be a woman that's talking about fashion and like perfume and like your everyday life and like hold my attention. That's why I was like, damn, kind of good to hold your attention. Another person that's kind of, I think she's like blowing up though, that like I wouldn't think that I would even care to watch their content, but I do, is Tara Yummy. Mm. She dope, know what I'm saying? I mean, people gonna be thinking like, yo, you shouting people out that's already doing good. They already doing, you know what I mean? You already doing all right. Those just people are like, I just like clicked on, the stuff just pop up and you just click on, you just wanna watch something different. Mm-hmm. So you just, you know what I mean? So you just give it a try, you know what I mean? So she's dope, like I said, you know what I mean? She done blew up, you know what I mean? Tara Young done blew up. I think Peyton Charles, you know what I mean? She do good too. So it's not like they just like people that's just now starting out, but I will make sure I shout out people that are like just now starting out. Another person is Annabelle Hayes, I want to say her name is. I forgot what her name was on Instagram. She's like one of the most popular chicks on Instagram, but I forgot her Instagram name. But y'all may not know her by, most people probably may not even know her by her, like, her whole name that she used, like, on her vlogs on YouTube. They may just know her by Instagram name, but I forgot her Instagram name, though. What? Her vlogs is, like, dope. She does, like, a lot of stuff about working out and stuff like that. She's dope. Now, I will make sure, shout out to the Dropouts podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, they real interesting. What's another one that I checked out? Her video. She was on the Dropouts podcast, too. Her name is, I'm gonna say her first name is Quinlan Blackwell. Now, I mean, I checked out some of her vlogs, I think, earlier today. You know what I mean? She got some interesting stuff. You know what I mean? So, shout out to them. Like I said, I will shout out people that, I will get the names of everybody that I know is, you know what I mean, that just now starting out, stuff like that. Because I know, because some of y'all gonna hear them names and be like, they already doing good. Why you shouting them out? You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
But you know, those are the people that I kind of just like, it just popped up. It just popped up and I clicked on it. And they are actually very interesting people. You know what I mean? But I will make sure I shout out some of the content creators. I get the names and all that right. Of the content creators that I have clicked on and watched that are like first starting out, they don't get like a whole lot of views, so it probably help them out. Yeah, so I'll just do that. I'll make sure I do that too. I know some of y'all probably be like, why you shouting them out? All them, know what I mean? They doing good already, know what I mean? Shout out to people that ain't really doing too good. Like I said, right. that's why off the top of my head, the Wholesome Black Girl podcast is like a podcast that's like super dope and they need like more exposure and stuff like that, because they are like super dope podcasters, man. They are. You know what I mean? Shout out to both of them.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. Man, that's what's up. You know what I mean? Let me before we get into the episode, man, this is another thing that make you go home. And first off, when ISO cleared that up for me on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, stop sending me them fucking clips of the full song. I told him, I don't remember that plane shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, they sent like the joint in when they showed him on the plane. I'm like, oh, listen, my bad if I missed the premiere episode, okay? Yeah. I didn't see that, you know what I mean? I saw him come out the crib, hop into the cab, and then go to Bel-Air. Somebody was like, if you look behind his head, you can see it says Hollywood as he's getting in the cab. Okay, I got it. I was wrong. Here you go. This is another thing that made you go home before we get into the episode. And Biggie Smalls, I got a story to tell. We find out that Biggie Smalls is not, you know what I mean, sports savvy. At the end of the song, my man was like, one of them 6'4 niggas. Then he was like, yeah, he came home. Must have been the rain delay. Rain delay for a basketball game, big.
That's super petty. I mean, I understand exactly what you mean.
Yo.
Right? When you hear it, you just not you just let that go though when you hear it. Like it did not I mean it, when you think about it, it really didn't make sense. But he just telling a story.
He did.
Is it a miss him just telling a story? He said it must have been rained out or something.
Yeah.
Like, he did, but you just love big. So
yeah, we all do right, love big, but no I was just thinking about that, like, he was like, it was rained out. I'm like, rained out for a basketball game? All right, yo, we miss you, big.
Some petty shit. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
But, yeah, I mean, listen, without further ado, man, let's get into this episode, man. What you got on the sign today?
WYA.
Okay.
Which, of course, you know what I mean? Most people know means where you at. You know, I explain that. You know what I'm saying? As the show going, I mean, the sign will make sense to you. You know what I'm saying? It's not I mean, it's time going. I mean, as the show going or whatever, but yeah, we gonna start. Let me just go and get the Diddy stuff about Diddy out the way. Cause then, you know what I mean? So you'd be like, well, why y'all ain't talking about it? Cause everybody else in the whole world is talking about it.
And still talking about it.
Yeah, even people who they content. I never know any content to be about whatever's going on in entertainment. You know what right. I'm saying? So everybody and their mother and their grandmother's talking about it. So that's why I was kind of burnt out of talking about it. I was burnt out of hearing it. So I was like, should I even, we even going to talk about it? But then people look at us like, why you ain't talk about it? You know, I ain't tired of hearing people talk about it.
Right, you would think so.
You know what I mean? But all right. What I will say is this, you know what I mean? From the research I did and some of the content creators that I watched that like got like deep into it, you know what I'm saying? Exactly what was going on. From what I got from that is it's more about like human trafficking. But the human trafficking thing is, from what I learned about it, human trafficking is not that people think human trafficking, they think like you snatching and kidnapping people.
Right.
Or you snatching and kidnapping kids. Know what I mean? So it's a lot of things that fall under the whole thing of human trafficking.
Right.
It's like human trafficking can be, all right, a prostitute, you see somebody online. Now you see somebody online, you can hit them up, won't chick up. You might trying to pop or whatever, come around, and she charge you for it. All right, come to wherever I'm at, you fly out, you hit that. Technically, that could be, if I'm not mistaken, categorized as human trafficking.
Yeah.
She crossed state lines, Yo, you flew this chick out, Y'all done discussed that it's going to be compensation for you coming around or whatever, or I do this or I do that. That technically can fall under the lines of human trafficking.
Right.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, from what I understand from what people was breaking down about why I say human trafficking, you know what I'm saying? Because people are automatically thinking like, yo, he into something where people getting snatched and kidnapped. No, it's like a thing where if you paying prostitutes and they crossing state lines or whatever to get to you and all that type of stuff, that could be considered human trafficking.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or something to that effect. I'm pretty sure some people that can break that down more better than I can. Like I said, you know what I mean? From the little research I did, from some of the people I listened to that was really like breaking it down, that was what I kind of got, the understanding I got from that. Because you just hear human trafficking, people just think, Diddy was kidnapping people and taking, right. No, that could be, human trafficking could be basically you flying a chick out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? If y'all already discussed, it's going to be sexual favors or whatever done for compensation or whatever, or money or whatever, that could fall under human trafficking.
Right.
Because everything she said, human trafficking, everybody thinking like, why? What, human trafficking? What the fuck? What the hell is he into? No, he basically just paying prostitutes probably.
Yeah.
Which me personally, I've never, the whole prostitution thing, I don't get.
What you mean you don't get?
I don't get why that's like a crime. You know what I mean? I understand why it's a crime, but it don't make no sense to me. Because a person wanna, now if you two grown people that's consenting adults,
mm-hmm.
and y'all gonna do whatever y'all wanna do, and somebody gonna give you something, or y'all gonna trade, or y'all gonna swap whatever goods, services, or whatever. If you do this for me, I do this for you. Know what I'm saying? Or okay, if you give me sex, I'll do something for you, and all whatever. I don't understand the whole prostitution part. You know what I mean? Why is that illegal? As long as y'all two grown ass people, why is it illegal? So you telling me, if I'm, say a chick wanna have sex with me,
mm-hmm.
and I tell her, well, can I get a plate of food? She say, yeah. Is that technically prostitution?
That's trading, bartering.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what makes it prostitution? That is actual currency money?
Yeah, that we can't tax.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's money that we can't tax. That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's why I understand why. Like, I know why the technical reason why it's illegal, because y'all making money and we can't get none of it.
Right, right, right.
You making money and can't get none of it. Because I'm like, okay, yeah, the difference between that and the porn chick is we taxing the porn. We taxing the porn chick.
Right.
The porn chick paying taxes. So she fucking on camera. She getting paid to fuck.
Right.
But some of the money she get, she got to pay taxes.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But if we can't tax it, it's not cool.
Right.
That's basically what it is to me.
Yeah, but they going to tell you that it falls underneath the guidelines of safety and health.
You know what I'm saying? You know
what I'm saying? This person having random sex with these people, we don't know how clean she is, and she could be passing shit on, and then, you know what I mean? The same thing is, you get in your car, and you get a ticket for not having your seatbelt on.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I got, what if I feel like killing myself today? I don't mean to say it like that, but yeah. I'm just saying like, yo, that
time was wild. I know what you mean though. That was wild.
I didn't say it like that. I'm sorry, excuse me.
Today,
I'm just saying like, I don't got my seatbelt on.
Mind your business.
Right, like, for my safety, I'm getting a ticket. You know what I mean? So that's what they trying to put it like under the guidelines of that. Like, for safety and health reasons, that's why, you know what I mean, we trying to outlaw it.
Yeah, but we all know it's because.
Yeah, true, we know, yeah.
Now, I mean, money is exchanging hands in this country and they can't get a part of it.
Right.
So that's, because when you think about it, I'm like, all right, why is that even illegal?
Right.
If it's two grown-ass people and that's what they agree on. Know what I'm saying? If a man want to pay a woman and she want compensation for the sex, or vice versa, the woman right. want to pay the man for the sex, what the hell's the damn problem with that?
Right. Yeah, we can't tax you.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem is we can't get none of it, so that's a no-go.
Yeah, same way they be like, yo, gambling. Remember, like, you know what I mean, like shooting dice? Like, they cops used to break to get dice games up and stuff like that? Like,
yeah.
But it's our money.
Yeah.
It's our money. If I choose to lose my money in this dice game, that's my money.
Right.
But we can't tax it, though. We want in on everything. So
Right. But I can go to the damn casino.
And lose everything, yeah. Right.
Or if I win, this is what's crazy. When you do your taxes, they ask you, did you win any gambling winnings? Oh, let me go on and be moral, oral, and honest Abe and say, yeah. No, I didn't win nothing. How about that? I didn't win nothing.
My man Ice was talking about a hypothetical situation right now. He's not talking about literally, like, that's what he did. We just gonna be like,
I never won nothing at the casino.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
How about that?
You talking about, never won none.
No gambling winnings.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To the point that they want to know that. If you gamble and won.
They want that.
Right. Damn.
Yeah. You know how many times we get taxed, dog?
Yeah,
you
get
taxed from your paycheck. When you buy something, it's taxed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then at the end of the year, you pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck? How many times you going to get me?
Yeah, and let me explain to people, man. Know what I mean? Because a lot of people don't know this. No, it's called your income tax refund.
Right.
It's not free money that the government is giving
no.
you.
No.
That's for them taxing your ass so much.
Right.
That they rather overtax your ass and then have to give you some of it back.
Right.
Then
right.
not tax you enough.
Right. And if they're giving it back, you ain't the motherfucker they worried about. They worried about the motherfucker that they ain't taxed enough.
Right.
That's who we trying to get. The motherfucker we ain't taxed enough. You owe us. Yeah, I'm like, right. damn. Why?
Right. Right. Remember, it's a tax refund.
Yeah.
People be acting like that shit's just free money.
Yeah.
No, they taxed your ass to the point that they like, listen, we determined this is what we overtaxed you.
Right.
But we rather overtax you throughout the year and have to give some a little bit of it back.
Right.
With back, then undertax everybody.
Yeah.
So we got to snatch it all, make sure. And then if we determine at the end of the year that, okay, we took too much from you, we giving some of it back.
Right.
It's a refund. It's yeah. not free money. Like, I worked and then you get this and they just give you that for, no. It's a refund.
Yeah.
That's what they determined that they overtaxed your ass.
Right.
This year. They rather overtax you than undertax you.
Hell yeah.
So that's what that is. But anyway, I don't forgot what I was talking about.
Something why is prostitution illegal.
Yeah. That's my whole thing. Like, my thing, if it's two consenting adults, who care if they got something for, you know what I'm saying? I can't get money for, but like I just never understood that. I mean, yeah. I understand it why they feel it, why they make it illegal, but
the thing about it is, if you think about it though, like from the logistics side that you're saying, why do both of us get in trouble? Like, if you're the prostitute and I'm paying you, why am I getting in trouble by being the John?
Right.
She the woman that's not paying the taxes out of the situation. We both get in trouble.
Yeah, and why am I, why's a person that get caught doing that on a sex offender list?
Right.
If the woman you was getting some, if a woman you was trying to do that with is also grown.
Right.
No, you just want to come out your pocket for and get compensate somebody for their service.
Scare tactic to keep you from doing it.
So I can only give it up for love. But the chick that's running around here talking about some, I'm down here. I got 1,000 bodies.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if somebody gave me a death, so guy gave me any money for it, that's wrong.
Right.
So, though, I just never understood why that's legal. Now, I mean, as long as it's two grown people, consenting adults, I get legally, why, like you said.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean, it's about taxes. Now, I mean, you making money. You know what I mean? The IRS is you know what I mean? The government, you know what I mean? America is, you know, King of New York, Frank White.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just like marijuana used to be illegal.
If a nickel bag gets sold in the park, I want in.
Right, I want in.
You know what I mean? That's the mentality. Any money exchanging hands, it got to be taxed. I want in on it.
Right.
In this country.
Right.
You know what I mean? To the point now, don't they got a thing like if Cash App, if somebody cash up some money, you know what I mean?
They tax that at the end of the year.
They take that.
Yeah.
How you know that somebody did not pay me back money they owed me?
We don't care about that.
I may have just gave you the money, the actual physical currency, paper money.
Right.
And you just may have paid me back in Cash App.
Right.
So why is you weren't keeping a record of that? That you got this, and this. You got paid this. Hold on. Y'all keeping a record of that when that might have been some money that somebody that I let somebody borrow.
True.
That may not mean they paid me to do something. I just borrowed it. So I got to pay taxes on money that somebody paid me back that I let them borrow.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck? What?
Welcome to America.
Right. Yo. What?
Land of the free, home of the brave.
They keep record of all that.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. You know what I'm saying?
That like, yo, that crazy. Might have been money that they borrowed.
Yeah.
And somebody paying me back.
And not even just borrow. You could just be like, yo, let me get like a couple of ounces of gas. All right, just seen you. You texted me that? Yeah. My homie just looking out for me? Damn, okay.
Yeah, man.
Diaper money getting text.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, man, like you saying with this whole thing. Yeah, that right there is what is I think where they said the human trafficking stuff comes from.
Right.
The human trafficking comes from. It's the whole prostitution thing.
Right.
So, because people think human trafficking and think that somebody getting kidnapped somebody getting snatched and thrown in a trunk and don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And took against their will. No. So, you know, everybody done seen, I mean, everybody done seen, you know, Homeland Security.
Right.
You know.
They raided both his houses simultaneously. Right?
Yeah. Raided some of the properties that, raided some of his properties and all that. I mean, took a bunch of stuff, but my thing is this, with the whole, let me start by saying this. If everybody is adults, it ain't none of my goddamn business what somebody do, if they gay, straight, or whatever.
Facts.
I mean, all this, everybody, which I understand is the internet, because everybody need content now. It's all about content.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody got to talk about it or make a comedy skit or something about it and all this and that. Whether that man do something with men, women, whatever, I don't give a damn. If everybody's an adult, it's none of nobody's business.
Facts.
It's none of nobody's business. I don't care if he was straight. I don't care if he was gay, bisexual. It's none of my business.
Right.
Now, I mean, it's none of my business. We got people worried to death about what that man do in the bedroom.
Yeah.
It's none of your business. As long as everybody grown, as long as you ain't doing nothing with no underage people, if everybody grown, ain't none of your business.
Right.
Now, I mean, that's my whole thing. Now, I mean, that right there. So, and another thing I want to say about this whole, you want to say something before I keep going?
We make it our business, though. That's part of the culture.
Yeah, you make it a business because, especially now, because the whole internet of everybody needs something to talk about. Right. Everybody needs content, so I have to speak on it, or like we said, do a comedy skit about it and talk about it because, like I said, people need content now.
Yeah.
It's all about content. Content is king, so.
This is why I hate social media, though.
Yeah.
I hate that shit, because, like, y'all be leaving comments to us. Yo, show us, like, clips when y'all be out together. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like, what the fuck? This is the social media fucked people up because there's people like his friends not even standing up for him. How do you know that? Mm-hmm. How you know they didn't call that man up and be like, yo, I'm here with you? Because social media opened up the door where y'all think y'all got this invite into everybody's house and everybody's world so that I owe it to you to tell you every move I make. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's why social media is fucked up. Everybody just want to be social media famous. Mm-hmm. We jump on opportunities like this just for, you know what I mean, likes and views. Man, fuck that, man. You know what I mean? That's why I don't like this shit.
Yeah, but... Yeah, and that reminds me of why I got the sign that say WYA, where you at. Man, that's to the people that... Because some people spoke up and said some things. Like I think Uncle Luke said something. Did Fat Joe say something to him?
I think Fat Joe did say something. Tyrese said something. Said something. Yeah.
But I know it's people that he probably helped and helped put in position. And a lot of people, I'm like, yo, he had to help so many people, dog.
Hell yeah.
Give people so many opportunities, man. Right. It can't be all bad. Like how some people trying to make it seem like it's all bad.
It's all Come bad on, when man. It go bad for you.
Right.
Well, why would you, if it was always all bad, why you put yourself in a position to be beside him?
Right.
But it was always all bad.
Right.
I told you he was the devil, but why was you with the man?
Right.
Come on, man. Like, stop the dumb shit.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying? He was the devil, and then, you know, you worked with him for right. years, you know what I mean? And he threw your alley-oop, and that's how you got your start in the business or whatever you was trying to do, you know what I mean? He was around him, you know what I mean? He put you on. So that's what I'm thinking. Like, yo, where are these people at? Why are these people not speaking out? I know he helped some people, dog. Right. Like I said, it ain't all bad.
No.
It ain't all bad. Where are the people that's going to stand up and be like, no, the man gave me my start.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Y'all trying like the man is the devil or something. You know what I mean? So where are these people at? That's what I'm saying. Where are these people at?
But he the devil. Let's just...
But everybody was partying and having fun. What the hell was he in there? Was he in there fucking partying by himself?
No, it was just him.
He was in there partying by his goddamn self?
Right.
Where everybody was at these goddamn parties. So where are all these goddamn people at?
Right.
Because ain't no party, ain't no party like a Diddy party, right?
Yeah.
So where the hell is all y'all at? Because all y'all went to the goddamn parties. Now people want to act like they didn't go to the damn parties. Right. Or when they went, yeah. I don't know about all that. Yeah, some of y'all know about all of that.
Yeah, they do.
Some of y'all know about every goddamn thing that was going on in there. And some of y'all probably participated in all some of that. Like I said, if everybody's grown, it ain't my business. You know what I'm saying? What you do, if you do something, you know what I mean? If you're gay, you're bisexual, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, if ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Right.
If ain't no party like a Diddy party. All right, where was all these people out there was at the damn parties?
Right. It ain't like every time he had a party, he had a whole new guest list. Same motherfuckers kept going to the same party. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you feel you see a lot of people being quiet because they don't want to like they wasn't around.
Right.
Or they wasn't involved.
Yeah, because shit getting real.
Right. You see what I'm saying? So that's, you know what I mean, that's where the WYA comes from. You know what I mean? Where y'all at? I'm talking about the people that can speak up and be like, nah, that man, you know what I mean, gave me my start in this business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all acting like everything was just all bad. You know what I mean? Everything was sure enough. He got 30-something years in the business, and I bet you he helped a lot of people and helped change a lot of people's lives and make a lot of people money, not just him. Everybody want to act like he the only person that got successful from what he did, he was
right,
doing.
Right, right.
No, I guarantee there's a lot of people living good and who are also millionaires and you know what I mean? Lives got changed from helping him or him, right. or him working for him.
Right.
Where the fuck is all these people at?
Man, it's the perception that always followed Diddy, man. Not even with this situation with Big. Everybody's like, yo, he the reason why Big not alive. It's just what follows Diddy. You know what I mean? The perception that we have.
Yeah.
That's why people that's so open. We so open to like the vilify. We so open, like we so quick. We don't know what's going on for real. But then you got a million people like, yeah, he did it. Did what?
Right.
Whatever they said.
Right. Did what?
What are you talking about?
What the fuck did he do?
What did he do? He did what they said he did. That's what he did. All right, cuz. You know what I mean? We just so quick to just vilify him because it's who he did is.
Like Yeah. Yeah, like did what? Oh, this joint say human trafficking. Boy, somebody, money might have get exchanged and paid right. some prostitutes and some escorts. Who probably in that business not doing that?
Right.
Let's not act like he the only person in the world that does that. You know what I'm saying? We acting like this shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Then it's people naming it. That's why everybody from Bad Boy, something happened. What about dog? The man got 30 fucking years, and that man got a few years in before he got Bad Boy back when he's uptown.
True.
So he had his hands in a lot, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty, he's helped a lot of people, changed a lot of people's lives.
True.
And a lot, made a lot of people successful. You know what I'm saying? He probably threw a lot of people alley-oops.
Yeah.
But let's not act like.
I hate when we put absolutes on that shit.
It was all bad.
Yeah. Everybody from Bad Boy fucked up. Everybody?
Yeah.
Everybody's fucked up.
I'm pretty goddamn sure. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that's not, I mean, lives got changed for the better from just being around him or getting a start. He might have gave them people they start.
Right.
And all of that.
Right.
So let's not act like it's all bad, but he's considered one of the best to ever do it in hip hop.
Right.
And Bad Boy's label is considered one of the best labels in hip hop or best labels in history.
Right.
Let's not act like that.
Yeah, because when it's good, but when it's bad, it's bad.
Yeah, I knew he did this and he did that. Well, it was a bullshit of a bunch of people looking like they was living it up and living good
right.
and taking care of their kids and feeding their families and all that from being around him.
Right.
For him to be the goddamn devil.
Yeah, right, right.
For everybody to talk about, like, he just the worst person ever. Not to say that he might not have no flaws or nothing like that.
Yeah. That's just something with us. I don't know what that shit is on us. I said that shit like, when it's somebody that we just got to just take some time out for, you look like us, we won't even need to know the evidence. That they say that you did it.
Oh, but it's the same people that if you got invited to the party, be dying to be around.
They there. What are you talking about? They got invited to the party. They, right. they mad they didn't get an invite.
Right.
They mad they... You know what I mean? Oh, I'm too. I can't get a party invite to the Diddy party. You would jump over three motherfuckers to go inside there.
Right.
So come on, man. That's what I'm saying. Everybody talking about something. I was at the party, but not the party. So everybody's at the party, but you're not at the party. But you know that the party going on.
Right. You know why you at the party?
Right.
Why would you go?
You in there like, whoa, what was the second party? Nah, yeah. I don't know. You said the shit.
Right.
I'm at the party. That's what I'm saying. Everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know the extra shit go on and nobody, you know what I mean? Everybody just happened and didn't partake. Somebody partaking in the shit.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean? So.
It's a Diddy party for a fucking reason. You think motherfuckers is going there just to Diddy bop and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. If the man had a reputation for years. We just going there. I'm just going there. Yeah, man. I'm be up in the joint. Diddy bop me with him. No, you know what you're going for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here and shit. You going to a Diddy party, like say when you go to the strip club. You're like, you ain't even put no drawers on. You don't need no drawers at a Diddy party. I'm just talking shit right now. So don't even take me literal. But I'm just saying, like, come on, man. Stop the dumb shit, yo.
Yeah, so.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody know about the extra shit. Then you got to see, motherfuckers got to be careful what they say because the man house got raided.
Mm-hmm.
So you talking about something, y'all was at the party, but not the party. Oh, bring his ass in then.
See.
You know what I'm saying?
See, that's what I mean. That's why people are being quiet.
You
got to
be careful what the fuck you say.
Because now, well, you was around.
Right.
Because now that's, if I'm not mistaken, that might fall underneath some type of conspiracy or something like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to give you an example. How you see y'all? You always see Gene Deal talking,
mm-hmm.
right? Right. He always on the internet talking about him, but you was always around. You always around. What exactly did you see or not? Know what I'm saying?
Right,
see or did you condone?
Right.
Know what I mean? Or maybe you condoned it.
Right.
So how come you ain't speak up? All these people.
Right.
How come you didn't speak up? Know what I mean? Now you so called seen him doing wrong, or you might have seen him. Gripping the chick up.
Right.
When his baby mom, when his baby moms or something like that. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or putting hands or doing something up.
Yeah.
Yo, okay. How come you didn't do nothing or call the cops or if you
shit
knew?
Was good then, dog.
Yeah.
Because, we getting paid my hand over fist now.
This is what I want to talk. Yeah. Remind me of this. The whole thing about some people saying that the drinks was spiked or whatever.
Right.
All right, the people that, if you knew that was going on. Did y'all speak up in the moment?
No.
And say, yo, 12 are doing, no, we don't, we ain't, no, yo, we ain't doing that. We ain't going to be slipping nothing in nobody drink.
Right.
Nobody, no man drink, no woman drink. You see what I'm saying? Y'all speak up about that?
Right, right.
Y'all step to and say, listen, we not doing that. I don't give a damn if you the boss or not, you in charge now, it's your party or not. We not doing no stuff like that.
Right, right.
Y'all speak up or just go with the flow.
Right.
You know it's happening, but you not saying nothing.
Right.
But you know it's happening.
Right.
Because if that shit matters so much, why speak on it now, 20, 25 years later?
Right.
Stuff that was happening 20, 25 years ago. Because if you knew that type of stuff was happening, right? You understand that that person that can take that, anything can happen to them. You know that could be somebody's daughter, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That could be somebody, that's somebody's family member. That could be somebody's mother,
for that type of
somebody's
shit.
Daughter.
Right, right, right.
Somebody's sister that somebody getting, I mean, she getting slipped something and getting, right. Might get taken advantage of. God forbid the person get raped.
Yeah.
So what's up with all that? Knowing that the shit was, you know what I mean? Stuff was getting allegedly getting put in people's drinks.
Right.
But you know that's how, but you know that's how certain people around was getting down.
Right.
Was doing that. So did you say, yo, we ain't about to, we ain't about to shut that shit down. We don't do that.
Even if you don't say nothing, motherfuckers told you like, yeah, that's what they was doing at the parties. So you saw it at the first party and was like, I'm coming to the next party too.
Yeah, you coming.
You couldn't even be like, yo, I'm not going there because that shit that be going on in there, I ain't with it.
You at every goddamn party.
Yeah.
Knowing that that's how, allegedly, that's how people get down and that's some of the shit tactics that's being used.
Right.
Why wasn't speaking up then? Or saying, yo, I'm not rolling with this.
And
if this is how y'all are, I'm out.
Then even on top of that, how crazy is the crowd that you're bringing in there? Every time I drink from the joint, I be knocked the fuck out. Every time? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. How crazy is the crowd you're bringing in here? Every time I sip from this bottle, I be fucked up. What? Come on, man. That's what I'm saying. Shit don't be adding up.
Yeah, because like you said, it's the same thing as when all the people talked about how R. Kelly was doing this thing.
Yeah.
For 30 years.
30 years. Nobody said nothing.
Because everybody eating.
Right.
Everybody living good.
Right, right, right.
Know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? This one person is like trickle-down economy.
Right.
Know what
right,
I mean? He the right. boss and trickle-down to everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody riding good. Everybody right. living good. Everybody got nice houses. Everybody right. got cars. Everybody got jewelry. Everybody got money. Everybody feeding their family.
Yeah.
So let's look the other way.
So even if we in the joint, and you in the joint like, yo, this shit ain't right. Yo, shut the fuck up for you fucking up for everybody.
Right.
I'm on that type time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yo, I should say something.
Some weird shit, man. Yo, this motherfucker slipped shit in his chick drink over right. here. Now, if she fall out, this motherfucker carrying her, talking about you about to take up to the room.
Right.
No, you can't do no shit like that. You fucking telling me to shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Know what I mean? You gonna fuck it up, dog. I brought you around so you can meet these niggas. Know what I'm saying? You call, you know what I mean? You want some calling shit out. You want some snitching shit.
Yeah, you know that shit went down like that. But then when it's time for the people to come, everybody put your fingers at him.
Yeah. Though. Yo, Diddy is the boy. Devil. Yeah. Diddy the worst motherfucker ever.
Right.
He been using people. Motherfucker, I mean fucking checks as we fucking wrote your ass.
Right. Right.
How long you was able to feed your family, take care of the people, take care of your fucking bills, and take care of your kids off money that came through him?
Dog, everybody got the same agenda though. When we not to vilify Cassie, but when we talked about that shit. You keeping records from shit, and then I'm in the swear. I gotta recount what happened on April the 30th at this time. I don't fucking know. That was years ago. That everybody got shit. The same agenda though. Everybody like walking said, away, right. And now we gonna make YouTube channels. We gonna talk about the old stories. We gonna do this. So even when my money stopped there, I might have to write the book, or I'm gonna do this. Come on, man, stop that shit. You still profiting off of the man. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. It's fucked up. You got to be careful who you be around.
Yeah,
for real, on both ways. If you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Because like you said, ways, predatory.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
People are predatory. Around. Don't think just because you are successful and you are on top of you a CEO or a boss and all that, people can't prey on you.
Right.
You can get preyed on. Y'all some people to get preyed on the most.
Yeah, you got
everybody out to get a piece of you because you already made the, I'm saying, you already made the money. Like people say, you know what I'm saying? You work hard to make money. People work twice as hard to get it from you.
Right. You top dog.
Yeah. So trust me, who can be predatory to you? You thinking because you the goddamn boy, ain't nobody out to get you a prey to you because to me, that sounds predatory.
Right.
Her saving every goddamn thing?
Exactly.
Now, if your ass was goddamn, if you was a goddamn superstar, like I said, if you was big as goddamn Beyonce, well, Beyonce is Beyonce, but you know what I mean.
True,
you was also a superstar too.
Yeah.
Will we even hear about any of this? Will any of this even matter?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
That's why motherfuckers, all these people getting, like you said, everybody getting on these podcasts and y'all want to start your own YouTube channels, you better be careful what you say. Cause they not because playing with this shit.
Right, because your ass was around, right?
Yeah, they so gonna I, call your ass right,
right
in.
Right, right. Because the cops gonna say, "Well, if you was there and you seen it, how come you didn't tell nobody? How come you telling somebody something 20 years later?
Right?
How come you saying this shit 20 years later? Know what I mean? Because that's my whole thing.
Yeah.
About some of the shit that was going on. Shout out to the person. Now I'm saying I'm not the only person that said this. I seen I got to give my man his credit. Gully TV, now me also said this, know what I mean? Know what I mean? For y'all that don't know about Gully TV, man, make sure y'all check him out, know what I'm saying? Jack of all trades type of dude, know what I'm saying? He make documentaries, content creation, he's a director, he stars in movies, know what I'm saying? He makes great content all around, know what I'm saying? He's a writer, all that type of stuff, know what I mean? Check him out on YouTube, know what I'm saying? Well, that's what I found him out, check him out on YouTube. He done wrote books and everything. But he also brought this up. Back when the lawsuit first came out, the Cassie joint first came out. You know what I mean? And that got me, and that sparked it in my brain to think about that. Like, yo, if you admitting that you seen shit happening, or you knew what was going on, why you didn't say nothing?
Right.
Why you saying something 20-something years later?
Right.
Why you saying something 25 years later? Like I said, the whole people putting stuff in drinks. If you know that's how people got down at that party, you know what I'm saying? When they invite people to these parties.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. How come you ain't say nothing?
Nothing.
Because that man signing your paycheck?
Right. Yeah, that's the main reason.
Or you around because he could connect me or throw me an alley-oop, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that could change my life. So let me not say nothing when I know that all this is going down. Like I said, some of them people that might get taken advantage of, that's somebody's daughter, that could be somebody's daughter, somebody's mother, that can get taken advantage of. And I know that's how some of these dudes is getting down.
Right.
They do that type of shit. And I know they do that. Some certain people do that type of shit.
Right, right.
I'm not saying nothing, no, because, man, we going all over the world.
Yeah.
We in the best hotels. Man, I just bought a damn Mercedes Benz.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Look at my jewelry. You know what I mean? I'm living good, so let me not say nothing.
Right.
Knowing damn well that y'all going to sit there, the chicks are getting passed drinks. It could be something into them. The chicks getting knocked out when you know where it's from.
Yeah. But in your mind, your conscience is clean because, like, I ain't really do nothing.
Yeah,
I saw the shit, but I ain't do nothing.
Yeah,
my conscience is clean.
Yeah, I didn't facilitate
fuck
none of that.
Yeah, man.
But you didn't facilitate none of that, but you ain't going to stop it. No, either.
Yeah.
So y'all got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So mothers, be careful what y'all talking about because people going to say, well, you was around.
Hell yeah.
So what you know? You going to sit there and say you ain't know nothing? Man, pull up the Now, I mean, pull up the YouTube video when they talking about stuff that was going on.
Right.
Well, you knew all this. How you going to explain that?
Right.
That you knew all of that.
Yeah.
Well, you was around because this person trying to get they career off the ground, or you might have been a rapper or a singer or something like that.
You know
was trying
so
to
crazy,
get around.
Yo?
So
I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah,
you just made me think of something. See, all right, you don't upload the videos on the YouTube joint. Like, you know, I had the technical side. It's a new joint. When you upload a video on YouTube asks you, is this a factual story or is it fictitional? Are you making this story up? So they probably doing that shit to cover their ass.
Mm-hmm.
We asked them, they said it was fake, so they lying. So you go after them. You know what I mean? So it's put out on our platform, but the motherfucker checked the box and said that this shit is fake. This shit, it's crazy because that shit just popped up and I was thinking like, why does shit keep asking me that? Are you talking about somebody? Is this fictional or fictional story? Are you like basically it's asking like, are you lying in the joint?
Mm.
Probably because like what you said, because I can make up anything and just hop on there and try to get it go viral.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about motherfucker, we see
exactly.
This shit all the time.
Yeah, yeah, and they realize that a lot of stuff is getting uploaded.
Yeah.
So now we gotta know because legally that way,
Right.
Now we got something else. Yeah. No, we asked them.
Right.
Was this factual? Was this something that's made up?
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they got to cover their ass,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so even YouTube, though, on that low, it's a lot of this stuff going around.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Now, I mean, a lot of accusations and stuff like that going on. People just get up and just can just make anything up.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? And this, and that's what I'm saying with the whole lawsuit of, what's my man name put the lawsuit out? Whatever the producer name or whatever, I mean, his name.
I forget his name.
Little Rod or something like that? Rod something. Pause. But with that, I'm like, all right, you was around. So you just went along with it instead of just being like, no, I'm cool, dog, I'm out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What happens is just, no, I'm cool, I'm out. So let me start telling on everything that I was a part of and that, you know, I seen. Yeah, now that I feel like I'm not getting my just due now.
Right.
I'm not getting my just due. So now let me start telling. I mean, and it's not the shame nobody talking about, yo, now I'm in the whole snitching thing, but it's like, all right, now if everybody know your name for music instead of this damn lawsuit, would you care to even talk about all the stuff that you might have been a part of or been around and seen?
No.
Allegedly. Now yeah. I mean allegedly been around and allegedly right. been a scene and allegedly and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Listen.
If everybody say, yo, you know what I mean? This dude right here, now, what's his name?
Lil Rock.
Yeah. He like the hottest producer in the game. When he came out with this lawsuit?
No. Bro, he's suing him for $30 million.
You know what I'm saying? When he came out with this lawsuit?
Yeah. You gotta keep your ace in the hole though. You know what I mean? If it work out, then it work out.
Right.
If it don't work out, you on your Neil Brown shit.
Yo,
everybody going down. Yeah. If it don't work out, fuck you talking about. I ain't going down by myself. You think I'm going back to where I was at and I done experienced this lifestyle? You got me out here. We flying private jets. I'm seeing the baddest woman. We driving in the latest cars. I'm decked out. I ain't worrying about nothing. Eating the best food. I gotta go back home. No, fuck that. We all going down then. A motherfucker will burn his house down with him in it. Just so don't nobody get out. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not getting out, none of us getting out. Because you did that shit hoping that you get something. We talking about Diddy's a billionaire. Probably got the best lawyers in the world. So you still got your fingers crossed on some shit. Same way you went into your career as a producer. You hoping it's going to work. So the same way you went to this situation. I'm hoping it's going to work. But if it don't work, I'm gonna put a stain on his name. Fuck it. That's what that shit about. Because why you start naming other people in it? You know what I mean? Transcripts coming out with other people's name on it. For what? You know what I mean? You want some shit like, man, Titanic going down, everybody going down with me. Everybody going down with me. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, this shit's ugly. The only thing I said about it is like I said, when it's us, we love, like you said, the memes come out, the gifts, the jokes and everything. But when Epstein was on this shit, we quiet. Mm-hmm. When it was Harvey Weinstein, we quiet. You know what I'm saying? It's a new joint out right now. You know what I mean? We quiet. We love to jump on us. That's why all the motherfuckers like, oh, all right, them. They talk about each other so much. The green light, I guess I can talk about them too. Fuck it. You know what I mean? So that's the shit I don't like. And we don't have no information, though. We just be running our mouth with no information, don't know nothing. Listen, if anybody was affected by this shit physically, emotionally, whatever, man, we wish y'all the best. Like, I'm not sitting here trying to campaign for somebody that could possibly be wrong. We just talking about, you know what I mean, the procedures and the ways that we go about these acts. And I don't understand that shit.
Yeah, now I mean, my thing is the things I got a problem with, like I said, the whole, what they call human trafficking thing and why they hitting them with the human trafficking thing, I really don't care nothing about that, because if your ass paying prostitutes, that's your goddamn money, not mine. So I don't care about that.
You know how many motherfuckers you just enlightened, though? How many motherfuckers don't really know the real true definition of it? They heard that shit. Yeah, you heard Diddy doing that? Yeah. The vans was grabbing bitches and they was going down the block. I heard he was saying, come on, man. Motherfuckers don't know that. They just hear shit. They run with whatever they think it is.
Right. Now, I'm saying so.
They're getting for sex trafficking.
Yeah, come on, man.
Y'all don't even know what that shit mean, bro. Let me break it down.
Yeah, so the whole, yeah, so the whole, yeah, Yeah, so that whole sex trafficking and human trafficking, them terms and all that, is basically, yeah, that's okay. They saying that he was paying for prostitutes, flying them out, and you coming right here, you know what I mean? I'm being in L.A., where you at, flying the shit out? Because some of y'all sitting around trying to fly chicks out, and some of y'all done did this technically.
Multiple times.
Technically. Yeah. And some of y'all flying chicks out so you can pop, and she want compensation for
right
it.
Right. Right. Multiple times, probably.
Know what I'm saying? And vice versa, because a woman can fly a dude out. And vice versa, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. So my thing is, I don't have no problem with that. If that's two consenting adults, and somebody's willing to pay somebody else some damn money for it, I don't give a damn.
Right.
Know what I mean? I kind of feel for, know what I mean? If the physical abuse or whatever, something like that, doesn't happen to Cassie or whatever, okay, I understand that. Know what I mean? I do understand that. If the, and the whole underage thing, I don't know if they, know what I mean, if in this lawsuit they talking about underage people, I don't think they got nothing to do with it.
They are talking about that. They talking about that Justin was like, you know, coercing underage girls to, you know what I mean, attend parties.
Oh. Yeah. See what I'm saying? But anybody, see what I'm saying? It's a bunch of allegations and all that stuff being made that I feel like if this guy, like we said, we not like campaigning for Diddy, but
no, we not.
But you know, you just be seeing this. It's like,
yeah, but we also not campaigning for the clout, the foolery that's going on around this whole situation.
Yeah, yeah, like, I'm down until I feel like I ain't gonna get what I want.
Right.
Then now, let me say this, and this, and I went out there, and sometimes I had to go out there and get the hookers and bring them back to the house. Okay, but at the end of the day, you was in there. So somebody put a gun in your head, told you go out there and get the hookers and bring them back?
No, but you know what that shit is, though, bro? What it was when Cassie did her thing and she got paid, motherfuckers went to the store and stole. They was like, oh, is that easy to steal? I'm going to go steal, too.
Know
so you
saying?
Thinking that your shit going to work as easy as it was for her. All I got to do is start naming some shit and start saying some shit, and it's going. I'm going to get paid, too. Bro.
She went through the self-checkout with that lawsuit.
Exactly. Exactly. Nah, bro. It's not working for you like that. You know what I mean? Because now you probably somewhere scared because you opened up a can of worms. Now you somewhere like, damn, Homeland invaded the spot? I thought I was just going to get paid.
Yes.
Yeah, so I didn't know this shit was going to get this deep. Motherfuckers be opening their mouth, don't know what they be talking about. Don't know what going on.
Yeah, so my whole thing was, okay, you was down with it.
Right.
Until you felt like you wasn't going to get what you wanted. So now let me start talking about every goddamn thing. Because I ain't getting what I want. Like I said, if he was, now I mean, if everybody know his name as being one of the best top producers in the game or something like that, you would never even hear about none of this shit.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
And why? And before I forget, now I mean, let me say this. Now I mean, my baby Carisha didn't do nothing to nobody. She didn't do nothing for nobody. Didn't do nothing to nobody. All this stuff that is alleged.
Yeah, no.
Let me just throw that out there.
But they already came out
and said that. My baby did nobody's nothing.
They already came out and said that shit was false during the time frame. Like that Diddy was in Virginia at the time and she was getting ready for like the Met Gala in New York. That's what I'm saying. Your time stamps don't even match up. Come on, man. Like, man, that man lawyers, you know what I'm saying? Is you think that man is prepared to go to jail or something? The lawyers he got? Stop it, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to be careful what you're doing, man.
Yeah, I mean, but some people, I just...
Oh, he just seen dollar
signs. I'm not saying the man can't be at fault for nothing.
True, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But my whole thing is, and just not just with this one particular person, everybody who sit around and talk about the man, you seen the... Now I mean alleged. Now I mean saying allegedly. If y'all so have seen these things or seen his behavior or seen some of the activities and things that was going on that was to me. Now I mean you felt like it's wrong,
right?
Ethically and morally wrong. Now I'm saying or legally, like y'all like that whole like to me that whole spiking people drinks. Well, then what they saying allegedly was going on at some of these parties. If you know about that shit, why y'all not speaking
up?
It's the whole.
On some real shit.
I don't do that though.
If that's getting done, you think Diddy's doing it manually? Or he's telling somebody to do it if it's getting done?
Just he's what I'm doing saying. It himself. See, but that's but my whole thing is, well, I know about that shit, but it ain't me. Cause right. I'm a stand up. How you a stand up dude if you know that shit's going around? Yeah, you know that shit is happening.
You the one spiking it, probably. That's what I'm saying. Saying. Like, yeah, that shit was going on. Okay, cause you think Diddy was over there just like he. So, come on, man. Stop some dumb shit.
So you know that type of shit just go on. You just don't care to say nothing, like you know, and then they just pass it to some chick, like, yo, you know that's somebody's child, somebody's mother, somebody's sister.
Right.
That somebody can do anything to. Put them in a compromising position, but it's just everybody whole thing is just well, I'm a stand up thorough dude. Well, how y'all all stand up and thorough if y'all knew that was going on?
Bro, we don't have no accountability. What are you talking about? You can't question the motherfucker. I'm there, but
that's that nigga over there.
Right.
That's I don't even know him. See, I know such and such. That's how I'm here through such and such.
Right.
I don't know them dudes. Know what I'm saying? All I say is what's up and see you later to them. Know what I mean? Now I'm saying I don't hang out with them dudes, so that's what they do. Yeah. I don't got nothing to do with that, but you know what's going on
you
though.
You can't even question it. You question a dude like that integrity. He, yo, you was there when they was spiking them. Why ain't you do nothing? Oh, but you got Nike on. They got kids making their shit. That's where our accountability go. They got underage kids making their joints in the sweatshop, but he gonna question me. Ain't no accountability in that shit. You know what I mean? That shit don't clean your conscience saying you saw it. Mm-hmm. Man, out of here, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, you feel better now. Yeah, I got that off my chest that I was there and I saw it.
Right.
I told him. I was carrying that weight with me for a long time. No, you wasn't. You was in the latest fucking clubs partying. You was at every party. Every time a party came, you ain't miss a party. But the shit bothered you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yo, he about to start that shit again. Let me go to the bathroom because you know that shit fucks with my heart. Come on, stop it, man. Mm-hmm. You ain't miss a party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody talk that shit, man. When things go bad, when everything go bad, then we all saw the shit. Titanic going down. I told him that the iceberg was dead. I saw the shit when we was driving up. I saw it. I'm like, yo, you got the turn. Come on, man, stop it, man. But we all going. Yeah, I mean, I ain't going down with him. This shit is on him. Nah, man.
Yeah. So for some of y'all out there, man, like I said, some of y'all is out there that are in a position where y'all the top dog, y'all the boss or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Y'all the person that's facilitating and like everything is trickle down effect from y'all. And some of y'all that's trying to get where y'all want to be and y'all going to make it to the top dog position.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, be careful. You know what I'm saying? Because this sound like, it's like not just y'all trying, like it's just Diddy that just prey on people. No, it's a lot of people that's preying on him. A lot of people that's predatory that's preying on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
So, like I said, I don't know what's true, what's false. Now, I mean, I guess time will tell or whatever, but I'm pretty sure it's a boatload of people that he done helped that you don't really hear nothing from. You don't, not I mean, it's probably, you know how many people he probably helped out, gave a start to. Through my loop, made a connection with him. And I mean, got they start with him. That now it's like everybody just seemed like they just, again, except for like one or two people that's speaking out. And then my thing is, soon as somebody speak out, y'all going against the person that's speaking out. All right. Uncle Luke may not know 100% all the facts or whatever, but he's speaking out. Some of the stuff he's saying is
from
true.
From his perspective.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. We don't want to hear that shit though. We want to hear the falsified stories. The fake shit. That's what we want to hear. You know what I mean? We love to be entertained when we see a motherfucker going down.
Mm-hmm.
Your downfall entertains me. That's what I want to see. I don't want to hear this story about, you know what I mean, this shit might not be true. No, you ain't Jay-Z. That's who we campaign for. He can't do no wrong. Mm-hmm. You do wrong all the time. That's what I'm saying. That's where we at. We fucked up, yo. For real. We fucked up individuals. How we are. Because it's like motherfuckers is like, really with they popcorn ready, just can't wait to see the man fall. You know what I mean? And we, like we said, man, if he did wrong, you know what I mean, let justice be served. But we don't even know yet. We damn near, we slobbering and salivating at the mouth just to see the man fall. We can't wait to see the newest information on this shit. You know what I mean? So we can make the next clips. They're fun. Motherfuckers is going back on other shit. Remember when Diddy did this video? Fam, it was just a video back in the day that he made that he was getting chased in. Remember the joint when he hopped in the jet and the jet flew like over the fences and shit? He was telling us something. Come on, man. men with the dumb shit, dog. Like, I don't know, man. This shit is crazy, man. You know what I mean? It say right here, my man said, because the guy, like you said, his name was Lil Rod. I guess his last name was Jones. Say, Jones said he lived with Diddy for almost a year to work on a project, and it was during this time that he witnessed the alleged criminal activities and was victim of threats. So for that whole year, you were scared because of the threats, but then all of a sudden, you manned up. You know what? I ain't taking this shit no more. Come on, man, stop it. That's what I'm saying. Like, and I could be wrong. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. That could have really happened. But just sometimes the optics look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The way this shit look crazy, man. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. Hopefully we can get through this shit and move on. You know what I mean? Hopefully we can get through this shit and move on, man. Because this other shit, it's weird how we get so concerned about the dumb shit. It could be other things going on in your life. Motherfuckers don't even know they kids' teacher's name.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't even know your kids' teacher name or nothing like that. You so focused on this. Oh, man, stop it, man. We be so distracted. We you know what I mean? We love the distractions and shit. We campaign for them. Man, there's other shit going on. I ain't going for it. I'm with you, man. I'm tired of hearing about this shit too. But you know what? We at the beginning of it. You know what I mean? Because if a trial happened, we ain't even start the trial yet. That's gonna be another ongoing long event. You know what I mean? That we're gonna have to live through every day until they get to a conclusion. And then whatever conclusion come through, people gonna be talking about they believe it. Other people talking about something they don't believe it. You know what I mean? So we're gonna be going through this shit until the shit is completed. Who knows? My man might go through this shit and never, like, come back and show his face again. Because I ain't going in front of him. I was Puff. I'm going through this shit. When we done this shit, shut the doors on everything. I'm done with y'all. You know what I mean? I just got out of a situation trying to ruin my life. And I got another. Shut the doors on all of it. Sell everything. We're done. I got enough money to move on. That's what I'm saying. There's people that probably work at these jobs that need these jobs. He employed people. You know what I mean? But we laughing at him, pointing fingers at him like this shit is funny. Man, that shit crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, I ain't got too much more to say about this joint. So, like I said, man, what y'all saying, we ain't talk about it. You know what I mean? That's how I see how I feel. That's how I see how we feel about it. We ain't gonna talk about it the same way everybody else talked about it. You know what I mean? Talk about it. That's truly how I feel about it. Not to say that we can't paint it for him and all this and that, mm-hmm. but... It's just the whole thing of, all right, now everybody got something to say years later or now that, all right, I don't feel like I'm not where I wanted to be. He told me that I was going to be one of the top producers or something like that. I was going to win producer of the year. He's going to help me become one of the top producers. Yeah. And now you ain't that. So now let me start talking about everything that allegedly happened.
Right.
Like, all right, come on, dog.
Right.
Because if you was... Because everybody said you was the best producer. He the highest producer out, the best producer out. We wouldn't hear about none of this shit.
No.
Wouldn't hear about none of it.
Why would you hear about it? I'd be busy producing.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So.
Come on, what are you talking about? Nah, cuz, you talking about this? I got shit to do. Matter of fact, I forgot all about that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You probably be getting awards talking about something. Yo, that was the best time of my life.
Listen, man.
Working with Diddy,
I like
man.
To think, all the influence I like to on. Think. P. Diddy.
Exactly.
But since you ain't on stage winning no award, he was trying to force me to have sex with women that I did not want to have sex with. And then he helped me. I mean, I had to go out there and I had to play chauffeur for prostitutes.
Right.
And all type of old dumb whatever the hell you accusing them of. Come on, man. All right, man. All right. Now, I mean, it's people that, yo, if I don't get what I want, listen. Yes, I was a member. But it's the whole Nino Brown, yeah, I was a member. Yeah. But I was forced to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, some shit niggas threatened to kill my mother. Hell, what?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah. Threatened to kill my mother. Him. Sean Puffy Combs. He's the real leader.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Threatened to kill my mom.
Right. For real? Like, they like... Ain't that a line from a movie?
Right, right. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it, Puff. Once I get this money, you come work for me. You know, right. Some shit like that. Man. You still in the courtroom with the judge right there in air range. Right. Don't worry about it. Get this money. Come work for me. Don't worry about it. Come on, man. But yeah, yo. Yeah, we done with this shit, man. I'm done with this shit, too. Hopefully, this shit can go away quietly, but it's not. Because y'all not going to let it. You know what I'm saying?
No, they just going to jump on. If something else happened this week, they just going to start talking about that and making a bunch of comedy skits about that. Yeah. Who knows?
That's what I'm saying.
Now, that's how the internet go.
Yeah.
Because goddamn last week, it was all about people trying to come at Meek Mill. This week, it's all about Diddy.
Yeah.
See how fast the internet work?
Shit's so crazy, though, because, like, you know, we got the YouTube up now, so you got to be careful what you say. You can't say certain things because, I mean, mental health is real. You can't trigger certain people, but we allowed to just come at a person with no information on something. We allowed to make jokes that your kids got to see, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Over and over again. But we be on this like, yo, mental health is real. Yo, don't be, what? I be confused. Like, y'all confuse the shit out of me. Like,
right. Yeah, stuff you say may be insensitive and all that.
Right.
So the people y'all making fun of and talking about don't have family.
Yeah, that's all.
That might be on the internet. Now I'm saying their kids got to see this stuff too.
So
they significant other got to see this too. They family members got to see this stuff too.
Right.
But no, you need the goddamn views. So go on and make the comedy skit about something that might be the worst part of somebody's life.
Yeah, this should be crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, it's a sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's wrong, but I need my views.
I need my views, yeah.
I need attention.
Yeah.
So let me talk about you and make fun of you at your expense because I need my attention.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But like you said, I mean, mental health is real.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. Man, y'all got to be more aware of what y'all saying because people is just... same person go talk down somebody to make a comedy skit to get views, though.
Right.
They be the same people on there sitting in there talking about, I'm just depressed right now, and I just can't... No, you depressed because your ass trying to make comedy skits and the shit not working, go get a damn job. You depressed because you don't want to have to actually work a real damn job.
Right, yeah.
Oh my God. I feel like I'm worthless because they made me feel, everybody just making me feel bad because I did porn. Why'd you do porn? You did porn because you didn't want to work a real job. Nobody put a gun to your head and made you do porn or OnlyFans.
Right. Facts.
So everybody's saying that. You did porn OnlyFans. You're disgusting.
Right.
Now you want to sit and cry about it. Why'd you do it? You did it because you did not want to work a real job. You thought that was an easy way out of not having to work.
Yeah. That's where we at, though. Don't body shame me. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo. That's what I say. It's weird. It's where we are, how we are. Yo. Yeah. Man, damn, I ain't gonna go to. But certain motherfuckers got the green light where we can just talk about them all day. Certain people, you better not say nothing about them. It's just weird how we are in our community. Like, you can talk about such and such as much as you want. It's cool, we gonna laugh at you. Don't talk about him, though. Whatever he do wrong, we forgive him. Ah, man, whatever. I don't understand this, man. But yeah, yo, like, man, yo, we talked about it. You know what I'm saying? It's done. Hopefully it's the last time we talk about it, but I'm pretty sure, like, because y'all be so concerned about the shit that, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? What does ISO think about? I don't fucking know what he think about it, because we ain't even worrying about that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't even say nothing about that Meek Mills. Aren't y'all from Philly? What the fuck we going to say about it? I be thinking about it, like, what are we going to say? But whatever, man. You know what I mean? You know... We take time to, you know, I mean, get y'all the content because y'all asked for it. We do appreciate y'all because we took time and get y'all this right here. Trust me, this is something that kind of like, you know what I mean, we don't do shit like this. This ain't what we do. This ain't the norm. But, you know what I mean, if you here, man, and you new here, we ask that you like, rate, share, review, comment, all of those good things to show us that you, you know what I mean, appreciate what we do, man. We out there, y'all. Peace.